Anyway, yeah. Welcome to another broadcast. Well, our first broadcast.
There you go. I haven't said you ain't another one. You made one yet.
I don't know what the name is, but
we'll figure that out later. Like I said before. Anyway.
Welcome.
My topic today is restaurants. Particularly fast food restaurants. How come every time I order some nuggets or some chicken fries, they're gonna give you one sauce? And speaking of, pay for the rest of it.
See, he just came from Burger King and got some chicken fries. And had 100 mustard sauce.
To what I thought, see, but this one, they actually gave me two, but it was hiding. So they real MVP for actually giving you but two. I really needed that. But when I was at work the other day at the Burger King over there in Valdosta, they got one sauce. And she didn't ask me what kind of sauce I wanted. I had to ask for that, like.
Because, bro, they don't care about their job. They only making, what, $6.50, $7.50?
Don't matter. Think about it. If you work in that job, I need excellent service. Customer service with a smile and all that. Be looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, nigga, can I get some honey mustard? Yeah, you didn't ask me. Like, what's your problem?
See, when I worked at Burger King back in the day, we didn't care. I'm going to tell you like that. We was in the back, chilling, flirting with whatever girl that worked there with us.
Man, y'all having sex back though. Y'all ain't.
Yeah, because somebody did have sex in the freezer one time. I ain't going to call no names.
I ain't disclosed no names.
Call no names on that
one. Hey, ain't no snitch. Ain't no snitch like Aaron Hernandez, girl. Like, that photo, like, she really told him, man. Now he gone. But anyway, I'm still back in this sauce thing. Like, you understand, it's a swerve like her. Nigga, 100 mustard ain't gonna do for 10 chicken nuggets or 9 chicken fingers. Like, I need two, at least three. But you expect me to pay 27 cents for it?
They say don't scoop, nigga, tap.
Tap.
Man, tap it in there.
That shit ain't gonna do for me. You gotta wet the throat. I want some new homo stuff. I can't even deal with it, like, one sauce. And then you come into the restaurant, it's just like, what a customer service. Honestly, you ain't making that much money. But then you told your job. The job didn't choose you, basically.
That's true. You took the time to fill out the application.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Get your damn GED or your diploma and get up out of there and get you a real job. But other than that, provide me a customer service, or I will tell on you. I have no problem with that. And get you fired. Just put that out
there. Anyway, on some other news. Bruh, would you smash dead, what's her name, Dej Lo?
Heck yeah, bro. If you seen her pictures, oh, Lord Jesus. And she was twerking as a fat, so, hey. And that you read this, though.
I was listening to, what's the name, podcast?
Who?
Charlamagne.
Ah, brilliant idiots.
Yeah, and he was saying the wax dude was talking about smashing the Dej Lo girl. And then he was like, ain't she like 17? Because she ain't developed yet. Like, she don't look fully developed. But then I saw her picture on Instagram. I was like, Charlamagne crazy, because I smash.
Thank you. I would give her the beat like I'm from the truck, just like she is. Like, on some serious stuff. She don't understand.
I wouldn't date him.
Who? I would.
But I was mad.
And she thought, like, if I got to tell her, hey, baby, they mess with me. She, bang, bang. She going
out there. You supposed, like, to protect the girl, though.
New age, new day. If I don't feel like shooting somebody, hey, baby, I need you to do it. She from Detroit. Like, she don't got no problem with killing them. That's all. Like, niggas from Detroit don't got a problem with killing.
If that's the case, you might have talked to a girl from Chicago.
Nah, so you can't go to Chicago and talk to a girl, because then it's like every other nigga in the world will come around you. It's the Windy City for a reason, and them niggas are like thirsty for the whole. If I talk to you, be here, another nigga probably talk to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I get killed. I get killed from the south side. I'm on the west side, but a nigga from the south side gonna kill me because I'm talking to a bitch. No.
Another girl I smashed. I wrote her on the Fifth Wave movie. Chloe Moretz.
Never heard of.
Bro, I gotta show you a picture. Where my phone at?
Hey,
bro, when you see this picture, bro, you're going to be like, yeah.
I don't know. If she ain't no A-list star, I just ain't going to know. I don't care how fine she is. If she ain't A-list.
She might be.
If she ain't Megan Fox, Megan Good type A-list.
You saw the movie.
London A-list type stuff.
You saw the movie Carrie?
No, I didn't.
You ain't seen Carrie?
Uh-uh.
Kick-Ass.
The movie?
Yeah.
With a little super old one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was the little girl that played with the purple hair.
That's on some real pedophile stuff. So you saying
she was little then? That was like 10 years ago, nigga.
That was 10 years ago. I mean, kick ass when I was probably like 15.
I don't think it was that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, they made a number one and a two.
There go the pitch. Okay. You going to pop.
Instagram, Chloe G. Moretz. For real, like, go follow her. That ass is nice.
I'm trying to tell you, but I give it to her.
I don't know how old she is. That might be on
she
some
like,
pedophile.
She 18 now?
Nigga, I'm 23. I got time for that.
She 18. That's legal.
I already go to a college, trick off for that night. Go all my life.
I give it to him. All right. I put it like this. Top five celebrities you would smash.
Oh, that's easy. I'm starting off with Vivica A. Fox. I understand that she is old, but it's
ain't still that like fine. Vintage pussy?
There you go. The older berry sweeter juice.
Age like wine.
There you go. And she wine fine. Second one, it's gotta be Megan Good. You cannot have Megan Good in your top five that you want to smash. I mean, that's just like,
yeah, that's true.
Number three, and you might judge me on this one, but I'm going Free for Winter Season Park.
Oh yeah, she can get it too.
That ass and half. Better than them up.
Alright, I agree with you so far.
My fourth one, of course, I have a white woman in there, and it is Megan Fox.
Yeah, she can get it too.
Lord, Transformers turned me on to you, girl.
She married, right?
Number five, my number one, and of course she's gonna be there, is Rihanna.
Oh yeah, Rihanna like my top three.
Like she's number one. Any day she just say, "Come walk with me." I'm the lap dog. I'm barking all day.
And yeah, I agree with you. All of them get all of.
Like I can't be famous. I probably get all girls pregnant.
Bruh, I've been caught something. No lie.
I die half with AIDS. But no problem. I did everything I need to do. My life is complete.
Okay, now. Got money. Six and all this famous hole. Oh, yeah. I'm good. Jesus. I die. What's next, man? What are we talking about? What are we talking about today? Because we just saying some random stuff.
All right, I'm still going on this Hernandez case thing. Like, my name. You really thought you was going to get away with this. Ain't nowhere in the world. I understand you played for New England Patriots. You just got your contract extension and everything. You was getting paid.
See, what he thought was, it was going to be like the OJ case. He was going to get off that first time. So he wasn't worried about it.
First of all, it's the difference between Hernandez and OJ.
That's true.
OJ was a real nigga. And then I'm Mexican, I guess. I'm guessing.
No, I don't know what he is. He ain't fully African-American.
He's my booty partner now.
Okay, now.
That's what it is. Tom drop the soap, homie.
What he did, I know he killed somebody, but
still murder. It was just like that. How he murdered? Gun, man, my nigga, like Cheeky 300 type stuff.
Dang.
Told the girl, hey, I told his girlfriend, I need you to go get this amount of money. Boom. She on trial. She said, well, he told me to go get this amount of money. All I could take was $500 out of the bank, and he had a pistol.
So he shot.
But you still telling this nigga at the end of the day that you love him.
I don't know where we were, but yeah, go back. Oh, yeah, he shot him.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like his old girlfriend. You told on him, man, but at the same time, you still saying you love him, though. My nigga, you just snitched on me. I don't love you no more. It's time for you to get out of my life.
Dang.
Like, what's the point of you saying you love me? You just told on me.
No, like, snitch.
Like, you the reason I'm going to jail right now. How you feel? You going to visit for me? You going to visit me the rest of your life?
I said, do it, be quiet.
See, she wasn't even that fine. That makes her bad. Like, she wasn't even cute. She wasn't even hittable. Like we're in Tomville.
Can't trust dead, bro.
Can't trust the hoe.
True. I sure no don't.
It's like, that's the thing that my beat. I apologize.
The nigga phone ringing during the podcast.
Like, for real. Oh. Hello? That's my next topic, too.
Anyway, I just had to pause this thing because this nigga want to take a call in the middle of the podcast.
When the women call, you got to pick up the phone. You got to understand that.
Not always.
Anyway, back to what I'm talking about.
But yeah, go ahead.
My biggest fear thing is like going to jail. Like, I'm not made for jail. I'm not a thug whatsoever. Outside of jail, I can lie in these streets and act like I'm a thug, but I'm really not. Just good explanation. Like last night, I told this girl I was a hitman, and she believed that too. That's slow. Like on some real stuff, she believed. Like, cause you know I'm a great liar. I can look in your face and lie to you, and you two will believe it.
So anyway, so you're acting now.
Yeah, but I noticed that I could be, cause I can cry on scene. Like, action, I can start crying right though. I ain't gonna do it. Anyways, and she believed stuff. Like, she was so into it, bro. And get what? And she gave me something just because of that. Boom. But anyways, like I said, jail is not made for me, my nigga.
Hold on. She gave you something cause you said you was a hitman.
Believe all of that.
Cause wait, she thought you were gonna die the next day or something?
No, cause you know what I'm saying? She think I've been traveling all around the United States, killing people, bang type stuff. She's slow. Really. But nigga, like, you gotta understand, when it comes to the line,
was she ugly?
Also, that why I told you about the night girl stayed with.
Oh.
You gotta do the Drake hands. If y'all can see, I'm doing the Drake hands. Like, she stayed with. But for real, like on some serious stuff, like as long as you know what you're talking about during the lie, you got no problems.
Oh yeah.
Because I told her, like, y'all learn how to kill people and get away with it. And watching CSI, Law and Order, Force 48, all that, that put all the information in my head.
You know what would be messed up? Boom, spitting lies. Since she thought you were telling the truth, she called the police and be like, this guy told me he was a hitman.
Boom, what they go? All they do is run my name. The only thing I done is a speeding ticket I've been paid off.
I almost got locked up when I was like, what, 10?
Mm-hmm. Stealing BB guns, but.
I didn't steal it.
We gonna say that for another conversation. Because that's going to be our next topic. Idiots.
Yeah, I ain't going to say it right now.
Anyway, but yeah. Like I said, my biggest thing is like going to jail. I'm not made for jail. I already know. I'm not going to be somebody's bitch. But at the same time, nigga ain't no fighter either. So it's either
take hold on. I can't say that because you got to fight sometime. I'm not going to start a fight.
First of all, pause. Think about it. When you walk in there, nigga, you already starting fights. Just while you look at nigga. If you looking scared, they gonna beat your
ass. Well, these days, they don't even fight. They just shoot people.
I'm talking in jail, my nigga. We ain't talking about outside.
Okay. Like I said,
anything trying to die. I'm not, like I said, I'm not finna be somebody's bitch. I'm not, first of all, I shower by myself.
Nigga, phone ringing again. Yep, this is what I go through. Can't even talk without getting interrupted by a phone.
First of all, that was Bay. And Bay text nigga answered, but I'm not gonna answer right now because I'm on podcast.
He on lockdown. I'm surprised he out here right now.
Man, I just made anyway, first of all, I ain't gonna say what I was just gonna say, but anyway. Back to the jail conversation. My nigga, it's just like this. If I go to jail, I'm shitting myself, I'm doing everything I can to possibly not get raped in the butt.
They don't care about that. If they want it, they gonna take it.
Shit.
They eat booty these days, boy.
That's Kevin Gates.
Damn, Kevin Gates and some old nigga. He was in the penitentiary.
Kevin Gates, I don't know where he get that from, but anyway, he know
that. That's some reason that's like the famous thing.
That's like your daddy, that girl blowing his boot off.
Like you remember that?
I still remember that to this day, man.
Nigga told us that.
That's some shocking news for me. It's no way a girlfriend getting near my butt. Also serious stuff. I'm dying. I can't.
Did you let a girl blow on your booty? Yeah! Nigga, hold up.
You said that a little too feminine for me. Like, I need you to back up right quick. My nigga.
How this happened?
So, my nigga, he told the story of, like, the girl was, you know, going down and stuff.
They say she sucked the dick from the back or something.
Sucked the man penis from the back. Got the man penis from blew the man ass. And I guess she trembled like a little.
I guess he liked
it. I guess she trembled like a little girl. Do that again. Well, ain't nobody in the world. If a girl give me head, she's not gonna go past my balls. If she goes to the under part of my balls,
I couldn't figure that about having to that nigga. Cause look how many kids he got. That nigga probably did everything. No, he eat booty.
Kevin Gates, shout out. I'm supposed to eat your booty.
We talking about my real dad, not my stepdad.
Nah, stepdad, 100% G.
Yeah,
I'm some serious stuff, 100%.
But we don't know that. He ain't never talked that about. Him, a girl blowing in his booty or nothing.
Like, my name, I never had that conversation with my dad. Like, what this is going on? I'm not, first of all, I don't even know
how that came up, though.
Thank you. I know how that came up. Your dad came in our conversation. We were having to talk about sex. That was what it was. I don't understand why parents have to come, think they can come in and interrupt your conversation. Nick, who told you to come in here? That's like if my mom be on Facebook and I say some cuss words, she come on my status. Why you cussing? It's my Facebook, mom. It's nothing you can do. You can't delete it. So before you come in, because I'm going to delete your comment.
Yeah, we grown now, so.
But still, it's like, okay, as a young teen, like, you never want to catch your parents having sex, or you never want to hear your parents talking about
true.
Sex.
That's true.
You remember the time that we was in Lake Park, my mom told us to go drive somewhere so they had our sex? Y'all nasty.
Well, you remember, man. Everything.
I don't forget that type of stuff, man.
I forgot all about that.
And bro, it's like, no lie, like, recently when everybody was back in the house, and I just got off work. And I see my sister getting ready to leave the house. All right, what you leaving for? Cause knowing you, like, she's sleeping on the couch right now until she got her own place. She's like, I can't stand it. Mom and Daddy not having sex, not getting them.
Ew.
I died laughing. Because I already been through the whole chain. Because on the side note, real quick, on one side note, I was walking to get something to eat from the kitchen, and their bedroom is right by the kitchen at the house we're living in at the time. And I heard one mama, I was so disgusted. I went back, I ain't getting nothing to eat. I went back to bed.
You just go to sleep.
I didn't want to sleep. It was nothing I did. Woke up this morning, can you look in the face? But anyway,
you gotta walk through your house with headphones.
Like, I know. I'm gonna start doing that. I'm just serious though. Like, if you ever stay at my parents' house, walk through headphones on because at night ain't no telling what they doing.
Well, I couldn't do it, but
like, it's just so traumatizing.
See, me, bro. I think my mom know that I'm like nasty.
Yeah, with the same words, y'all, each other with your nice nasty.
My mama loves saying that.
Well, anyway, back to the real story, Sam. But anyway, so she left. So I'm like, okay, well, ain't got nothing to do with me. I go to my room. Know that everybody back home because the situation was in. My brother came home. So, my brother came home. He walks in to go get some to eat. Mind you, the same thing I did at the time in our other house to get some to eat. And he heard the same thing. He more traumatized me than anything because when I walk out there, I don't hear nothing. But I guess when everybody else walk out there, they hear the whole 9 yards, what's going on. I don't know if I even mentally blocked it or whatever.
You fall used to
it. Or that does. Like, it don't bother me as much, but he went out there, he's like, he just kept talking about it. Like, we
see what you gotta do, just think that they sleep and that it's the TV playing.
Ain't no way, because once you know your parents' voice, so your dad and mom on TV watching porn or something, like they in porn, like, no. It's this. He kept talking about it. He's just like, man, I just can't. Bruh, they had their habits. Bro, man, you are grown. Like, understand, you have sex. How you think you was made?
Yeah, but that's different, though.
How is that different, man?
Because it's you. That's you. You don't want to hear your mama and then.
Oh, man, the next day, I like, so nice and nasty, so.
I don't care. I can't do it.
Like, bro, that's the fact, the point is, don't bother me as much now because I done been through the traumatized and here in bed squeaking in my mama morning. I was like, Eric, get in there, eh?
Like the time you did hear, bro, and his old girl having sex. And he all had the signature finish. This all you hear.
Ass that's up. It. It's like, I don't care what goes on in that situation. He could be on top of her. He would literally finish, turn her over and slap it. He has to. I don't know what's that about. I've never understood that part of him.
It's every time too.
It's every time.
It ain't just once or twice a month or something. It's like,
but I feel the same. Okay, same way here. If you're used to them two having sex, why can't you be used to them having
that's
sex?
Different. That's different.
How is that different though?
That's your brother. That's your parent. That's just ugly. That's
just ugly.
I'll live ugly if it ain't me. So
maybe you talk to a nigga that smashed a girl in a four-wall closet that's not no bigger than.
Oh, you talking to me?
I'm trying a metaphor for this. That's not even bigger than a box.
No, it would be.
Like, it was the size of a box, basically.
It was like.
And remind me, she's not like petite. She's not a skinny girl. Like, she was part of
she
like.
She wasn't fat.
She was like 160 pounds.
That ain't fat.
For a woman, that is fat. For a man, that
well,
fat.
For her age at the time.
Yeah, it's fat.
It was kind of fat.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fat.
Like, this nigga. This nigga in the closet, getting it in. Like, he's like, I'm so real serious.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometime.
Ain't no boy, I'm talking back type stuff. Nah. No, doing what you gotta do is put Jeff and Ron in that same.
Huh?
Putting Jeff and Ron in that same closet. You was not there.
Them two.
They have let me tell you this story here. Because I remember everything that's funny. I'll let you know that now. No lie. So it's me, the girl I was with, I was dating at the time. His brother. His brother and like two females and my homie.
So hold on, where will?
So anyways, that's Facebook, but we ain't on that. So you was home. There was more like a couple things. You can't have no woman at the time. So, anyways.
I don't have women at the time. I don't be in no relationship. Get that.
We're going to talk about it another time. Anyways, so we playing Truth or Dare. We drinking. Everybody's chilling, you know, doing little dares. You know what I'm saying? People singing, people kissing and stuff. And then it got down to the real nitty gritty when people actually started having sex. Remind you now that my homie is dead, pissy, drunk. Like, ain't no coming back type drunk. Either you finna lay down and stay down, or you finna throw it up. And keep moving. So, the dare was for your brother. Anyone music? and my homie and his girl to go and, you know, go have sex. So in that same closet that you was in, my nigga, that's where my homie. I ain't know, but in the closet. Yeah,
forget that.
I was in the front. In the front room.
Back then, that closet was a boom boom room, nigga.
Ain't no going back. But anyway, so my homie and his one girl go in the closet. So I'm outside with my girl. We chilling. We laying down, you know what I'm saying, watching a movie on some real cute type stuff. And all we hear is doof, 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 doof.
Hold up, what?
So we like, what up going on back there? So by the time that. Fight. So by the time that.
You put it on vibrate.
Undisclosed person came out the room. He was like, I was like, what's going on back there? They're like, they don't know. So all we see is my homie getting drugged out by his girl.
Not that oh, drunk. I remember that.
She literally fucked the man to sleep. Literally, she's struggling. Like, if you see it, like, picture the skinniest nigga alive, probably like 80 pounds, trying to carry a heavy trash bag full of bricks. That's how it was. Like, she was struggling. So we just died laughing. He wakes back up. You understand? This man just literally was asleep. He wakes back up, walks outside. No lie. This man put a cigarette in his mouth, lights it, takes one puff, and falls straight to his face. Back sleep.
But what she put on that nigga?
I don't know what she did, but she
roots and that boy's out.
she really did some extra stuff.
Big, nah.
The funniest thing about me, like, seriously, like, the funniest thing.
Be like that sometimes, I guess. Like, it ain't never happened to me, but it be anyway, like that sometimes.
First of all, if I'm drunk, it ain't no fun in the world. I'm finna just go have sex. You taking all the energy I have to stand up.
I did that one time.
Not the way he was drunk. The way he was drunk. Yeah. It took. It takes me drunk. All the energy I have in my body to stand up, walk, and make myself to the house. He used all that energy in that 5 minutes or 6 minutes. On God, I pulled down.
Said 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
That reminds me of Trey. Trey said, "Hey, but I ain't taking too long. Well, I do like 2-3 pump, but I'm out. But like, hey, do what you gotta do."
Like,
I can't do it that quick. Well, if I
there's so
to.
Many funny sex stories that we didn't have over all year. Like, I can literally sit here and re-go through the whole thing.
Remember when the neighbors complained to you about me making all that noise?
Let me tell you about it. Okay. Me and Jay Hill, this is the person that's on the podcast with your boy Nick, at our own apartment. So, I'm not home. I'm at work.
Let me tell you how everything happened, though. You know what I'm saying? How I got to come through.
Tell the pre-story of what you did.
How just, I got to come through. You know what I'm saying? I was on Facebook. I had to get off work. It was like, what? 1 o'clock in the morning? So me, being the horny nigga I was at the time.
Nasty.
Well, let me stop saying nigga. I'm saying nigga too much. But anyway, being the horny person that I was at the time, I put on Facebook, who want to come through and chill? She inboxed me. What's up? I said, come through. I wasn't gonna sit there and waste no time small talking.
So, ain't no small talk, bitch.
So, you know what I'm saying? She came through. You know what I'm saying? She smoked a little weed, got herself a little horny. God knew what that weed do. Well, for me, in a way, when I smoke a little weed, nigga, I'm getting a little horny. But anyway.
I smoke it over.
So, we sat there. I turned on Netflix for a minute. I don't know why. It just. Turn on Netflix.
That's what niggas
do.
Like, niggas gonna turn on Netflix.
I don't even know what movie we'll watch.
You paying attention because you trying to get them draws. But anyway, go ahead.
So, you know what I'm saying? We just in my bed, just chilling for a minute. Then she said, since sleep. I think she said, something. I don't know. I just said, come here. Like, roll over to me. Started doing a little, you know what I'm saying? I put the rubber on. Went to work. Bang, bang, bang. Then. He moved it to the bathroom. Put it in that shower.
This nigga having porn star sex. Moved to different areas. I was recording that. In 2 days.
Knocked it out some more. You feel me? Went back to the room. We didn't even make it to the bed.
That was on the floor.
Boom, boom, boom. Where's my nut? She left. It ain't no stand all night. I don't play that.
Ain't no cut out of that. Ain't no color, ain't no
Yeah, ain't no, Can't do it. Unless some kind of way you get pregnant and you baby mama, I might let you do it. Mm-mm. What? Yeah, I got a girl pregnant off prenup one time. Hold on, let me finish the first story. But, yeah, and then the next day, you tell me what happened, because I don't know what happened.
I get home for work. I'm working on overnight shift from 12 to 8 in the morning. So you know I'm tired. I get home, fall asleep, wake up to a knock on the door. Remind you, it's probably like 11 o'clock. I only have about 3 hours of sleep. So I'm not very happy right now. But when she opened that door, Lord Jesus, I was happy then because she was fine.
She was fine.
My downstairs neighbor was fine as hell. But anyway, he's going to get mad because her nigga might hear that shit. I know him. But anyway, she said, I heard you making all that noise last night. What? No, I was not making any noise last night. Uh-huh, that was you. Don't you sleep right? Right over by our room, I was like, hold on, first of all, pause. I sleep near the front door. Y'all sleep back there by y'all. He sleep back there by y'all room. Oh, the little one.
Yeah, they call me looking like a skinny guy.
Ain't that because he's skinny, look, but he's short. But anyway.
Yeah, really short.
About 5'7".
Yeah, okay, that's short because I mean, I had to, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to correct. But yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, yeah. So, oh, well, I got some words for him when I see him again. Remind you, I already knew. So, I say a couple days later, we ride, we get to the house. She outside, and she was like, "Oh, there he go! I need to speak to him." I already know what's going on. So
I'm like, "What's up?"
So I'm just dying laughing. So I said, "I heard you making all that noise in there." So I'm like, "What?" So I'm just like laughing. Dying laughing.
Because it wasn't the next day when she told me this. It was like a couple days later. It could have been another girl she was talking about. But then I kind of thought about it, who she was talking about.
She was like, y'all was in there for a whole hour. The biz is going. So we had to go sleep in the other room.
I tried to
kill. I was like, my nigga, you did work. The neighbors know your name now. That was some Trey Songz type.
Remember the thought that I had come through? The white girl. The one, yeah, smash the home. That was funny, boy. Like, I was gonna smash, but by the time she got done, I ain't feel like it no more. Cause like once I saw her face, it was like,
you remember her name was Pamper Booty. Fuck.
Like, yeah, that's her nickname.
So we just gonna put that in there, undisclosed.
It's one of those girl that you call when you just really need something at that time.
It's like a fat chick, but she wasn't really fat. That's all.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. Anyway, so me, I made up an excuse cause my homie came through. Shout out to my homie LeVar. My homie came through. I like, stay here with the girl, man. She gonna give you something. Nah, I ain't know she was gonna do it. I was just making up a little story. I'm like, she gonna give you some. So I introduced them to. I went and picked up my homegirl Mo. We come back. I open the door. This nigga turn around and look at me with a confused Scooby Doo face. I'm like, nigga.
You know that look when you get caught by your parents?
That's the look, though.
You turn around, your eyes be, and you look like...
Hey, that's the look.
That's the look he gave.
So, nigga, me and Mo went back outside for a minute. This nigga come out there talking something. Bro, she don't know how to suck no dick for none. I'm like, nigga, I told you that. Talking something, man. I thought you were just playing. I'm like, nah, it's like she trying to bite it like it's a Tootsie Roll or some junk, nigga. But the moral of the story is, don't trust these thoughts.
Now let me tell you how it really went. My nigga, so my ex-girlfriend had just came over.
Oh yeah, she was there.
So we gonna get into all that. So I'm like, cool. I knew that old girl was there, and my ex-girlfriend was like, she's ugly. I know.
Oh, we all know.
We all know that. So we just ain't gonna. You just make friends, be nice. gonna keep it cordial. Alright. So mind you now. I heard Gerard Lee, he said he's gonna go get Mo. I was like, cool, alright. Well, I'm gonna go to the store, equip myself anyway, and go get me something because the nigga just smashed and I need food right now. But anyway, I go in there, knock on the door. What, LeVar? Going on? I'm gonna go to the store. Okay, cool. I'm gone. Go back in there, get my keys, my next girlfriend get ready to go. I go back to the door and say, alright, I'm gone now for real. The lights off. I ain't open the door yet, though. That's it. So I like, what up, I'm finna go. So on the way back from the store, I get a phone call. Hello? Bruh, guess what? What? She smashed the homie.
Hey, that's exactly how I said it though. Like, she smashed the homie.
I knew it because the lights had went off. I already knew this shit. Oh,
type nah, shit. That nigga like, no, I'm on my way.
So the speed limit 55. I'm hearing a good 65, trying to get to the running lights and all. Get to the
everybody outside on step.
Everybody outside. All right, what's going on? Why everybody outside? Like this, like we in a meeting or something. Like a come to Jesus meeting or something. Like she won't come out of the house. She won't leave.
Yeah, she really won't leave. Like,
all right, my nigga, why she won't leave? She finna get out of my house. To my, she.
Well, I guess she was embarrassed or something.
She embarrassed because she smashed on me.
That was our prediction. I mean, you know.
All right, hold on. Let me go in though. So I proceeded to walk in my own house, in a hostage situation type stuff.
I mean, I walked back in after that, but yeah, go ahead.
You know, yeah, that was like probably after I left and told you what happened, so you told you and yourself. Anyway.
Hold on,
what?
Here we go.
So I walk in there. All right, what up? So what's going on? Like, why don't you come outside with the rest of it? I don't feel like it. I was like,
yeah. He just looked at her crazy.
It was that long of a silence. I was like, I know why, but I'm not finna tell you. But anyway, I was like, man, welcome. We all outside chilling anyways. So like, okay. Like, bitch, you ain't gonna come out. I already know you ain't.
So he came back outside.
I'm like, she ain't coming out.
Yeah, and then like, I like, all right. So I went in there. And you know me, I'm like, what's up, man? Why you just sitting here? I don't wanna go right now. I looked at her, I said, no, you gotta go. If you ain't gonna come out here and chill with us, you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? I went back outside. About 2-3 minutes, she came out there. Everybody like chilling in the car. For some reason, I don't even know why. So we see her walking down, go get in her car. She ain't even say nothing. Like, I guess she was just embarrassed. That had to be the where the wall. We didn't care. Like, that what you were for. Like, if I ain't gonna hit it, might well let one of my niggas hit it. I was gonna let Nick hit it, but he would hit that girl, and I don't think he would did it anyway. Mm-mm. He would have did
she
it.
She had no ass. She ain't get no head.
Mike almost failed.
That nigga had no time.
I'm Mike leaning.
Yeah, she got some nice ass.
I don't know.
But, I know. It's countless of stories that I could tell you about
this. Yeah, we got too many.
Like,
look, we know niggas that just, we know niggas that don't care about looks at all. Like,
undisclosed name. I'm gonna tell you his philosophy on women that he will smash. His philosophy is he will smash any woman that has a fat ass, no matter what the looks may look like.
Yep.
No matter what the front look like.
He had a fat girl one time that used to come through and get us food and stuff. So I'm like, cool, you might as well keep talking to her. She gonna keep on bringing food and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And then she'll turn Brian the nigga PlayStation 4 and all that other stuff. I'm like, dang.
Ooh, let me tell you that story, though. So, I did not go. That's, I'm saying that off the muscle.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Undisclosed. Undisclosed name. It's me, J Hemp,
Trail,
and another undisclosed name I'm not going to use.
Yeah.
For licensing purposes. But so, I had a date. Not necessarily a date, you know. My other homies that I knew in the area had 3 girls. It was 2 of them, 1 for me. So, you know, it's no losing in that situation. So, this one go. So, they were like, they finna go to this fat chick house. I'm like, ain't no way in the world I'm going. I had to choose between that. I chose to go with the 3 girls. Like, I may not know what they look like, but at least I know they ain't fat, maybe. But anyways, so I left.
Hold on, before you continue. I wasn't going to go. Nigga, they were like, come on, bro, come on. Ain't no point standing at the house by yourself, come on. Bro, I'm chilling, playing the game. Come on, bro, come on. Dang, these niggas ain't gonna leave me alone. All right, I'll go. So we all went. We all got in the little car, the little toot-toot. I don't know how fat girl drive a little car, but we all got in the little toot-toot, nigga. And, yeah, what else?
Okay, so I go on my little date shit or whatever. We go to the hookah lounge, nigga, smoke it up, take a little Instagram photo, all this type shit here.
Flexing.
All day long. But anyways, I gets home, and all I hear is laughing. So I'm like, bro, what happened? And they just start telling me the stories of it was them and, 3 to 4 other fat chicks.
Nah, yeah, about three.
About
yeah.
3 to 4 other fat chicks wrestling.
Yeah.
Outside and all this type yeah. So.
And remind you, me, I'm just in the house, like, sitting on her sofa because I wasn't finna sit there and play around with no fat girls, and then they want to come to me. Why you so quiet? Why you ain't doing nothing? you ain't my type. Like, I'm not gonna talk to you.
Like the undisclosed person type thing. He ain't got no type. He like restaurant.
I'm gonna tell you my type. Chloe Moritz. Cause she still can get it. But yeah.
Anyway, but let me get back to the story. So they tell me about having a restaurant with fat chicks. Not attractive. Hopping in the shower with a fat chick. Not attractive.
No, he did he?
No. No, he didn't hop in the shower.
But oh, that was in the bathroom though.
But that was in the bathroom though. But anyway, it's still unattractive.
Yeah.
And Trav trying to get something from a fat chick.
But she was flex. Yeah.
To get the meat. Money fall.
And I'm gonna tell you the biggest turn off, like, for the fat girl, like, her voice. It's like one time she came to pick us up, we're trying to go to Taco Bell. She came through, she said, "Hey y'all, y'all wanna go to Taco Bell?" Why your voice so deep?
It's like my name.
Hey.
But you know, back to the story.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
So and then they proceeded to tell me about how them cooking old ass fries, like old ass freezer burnt fries that didn't taste good at all.
You remember the whole story? I'm
like I was, so my whole night was like, okay, I'm gonna go back to doing what I was doing because that sounded like it was just so much not fun.
I really forgot that story though. Didn't even remember everything.
I remember everything.
I only remember like bits and pieces of.
My biggest thing, my biggest thing is this: like, don't walk in on me while I'm having sex. And Jay Hemp is known for walking in on people having sex. Like, that is something that he just.
Let me tell you how it happened, though.
No. First of all, I ain't gonna let you tell your part of the story. Let me tell you what's going on. It's been four occasions, not one, not two. Not
hold on, what's the occasion?
Four. Look,
I'll tell you the story when you tell me which one you're talking about.
I'm gonna go with my ex girlfriend the first time.
Hold on, did I?
Open the door. Bro, you know I haven't said. Ain't no in the world. I'm not. Yeah. With V. You open the door with V.
Yes, you did. Mo down that day?
Hmm?
Mo down that day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you what happened with that.
Go.
Me and Mo were just coming from work. Was he? Yeah, coming from work. Whatever, because we got off early. I came home. She like, "Your cousin here?" I'm like, "Oh, no. Why?" She like, "I just want to know. Is he here?" I'm like, "You trying to give me some?" She like, "Is he here?" I'm like, "Let me see." I knock on the door. I don't hear nothing. I ain't hear no moaning. I ain't hear no TV. I ain't hear nothing.
Remind you now that if I'm smashing, I'm getting it in. I hear the door open, so I tell my girl to be quiet.
No, before I open the door.
When you open the door, first of all, you know.
Oh, the front door.
You hear the ding ding.
Oh, yeah. Time, yeah.
So I know you're coming in.
Oh, well, forget that. I don't ever tell him to be quiet. Keep going. But yeah. I ain't hear nothing. I think, okay, I guess he's asleep or he ain't here. So I opened the door, trying to make sure. I ain't even see who it was. I just saw a shadow. And then I saw him on top of him. And I'm like, oh, my bad. So I closed the door. And that was it.
Mind you, that's not the only time. Let me tell you about the second time. So I bring this chick over from, like, I've known this chick for a long ass time. Like, I've been wanting to smash her for a long ass time. This is back in my high school days when they wouldn't get no pussy. So when I finally got the chance, all back to the house. So I'm in there. We get it in. You know, we doing our thing. Boom. Guess who walks in the motherfucker? Guess who opens the motherfucker's door? And I got the same look LeVar had on his face for the last story.
I did that.
Yes, my nigga.
I don't know that.
See, you remember, I remember all of them. Let me tell you about the third time. So, this the time that it was. Her name was Faye. I remember that. Faye. This one y'all was all
the black girl.
No, black girl. Oh no, I want Stevie. You know what I'm Stevie because anytime you go in there,
I don't remember their name.
I probably cute. Anyways, so it's the older chick that I had. I brought like a couple times.
I don't remember.
Everybody was playing the game, and she came over. I was in the room.
I think I know you talking about.
Mm. So, I don't know what made you this time because you knew what was going on last time. Oh, what
you
made
sure went, bro? No. Cause I don't remember going in there.
It wasn't bro. It's always you.
I don't remember that. everybody playing the game, right?
It seems like everybody know the rules except Gerard.
You said everybody playing the game.
Paul, right? It was three times. It wasn't four times. It was three times.
I'm saying, no,
the
you said,
fourth time wasn't me. The fourth time was your brother. But I'm gonna get back on that. So again, boom.
Hold on, who was all that? Huh?
It was your brother, Trav,
LeVar, and all them. Mm-mm. Your homeboy.
Mm-mm. Trav. It's the regular four that always be the me, you, Trav, and your brother.
It had to be Trav, bro, because I don't remember. I just remember that.
Paul, it was Trav.
Yeah, I can say it couldn't be me.
Well, okay, so I said that's three times. Two times with me. And the last time, it was with an undisclosed name I can't give to you. So, let me tell you about that story there. So, we all chilling. Basically, I go in the room, as always, do my own thing. Everybody else outside, in the living room, chilling, doing all this stuff though. So, I'm guessing that things started happening between the dude and the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you in the room and Trav went home. And you literally walked out of his room to get his charger.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like, literally, why the dude have to say it's literally like...
My phone about dead. Forget that. Forget
that. I understand that this man is getting his own. You probably stopping the whole process of being...
I don't even care.
He could be just about there. Like, just about there.
I don't care.
Get rid of nothing. You could stop the whole process if she wouldn't have thought.
She would have thought. But I don't care. Good nigga. Oh, that was fraud though, one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we got some crazy name people. But yeah, boots. Man.
Boots.
Look at them boots.
Anyway, literally, it's good to
my phone was on like 3%. Forget that. I need my charger.
My phone tripping.
Okay. You had it on charge. 5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, stop this conversation in the middle of it.
Yeah, I can even get.
But anyway, literally, the man could start the whole process just because his phone went down. He gonna walk with somebody.
But let me tell you about Nick though. If he knew like I knew, I can get charging.
Stick in the hole, man.
Nigga, it's in the hole.
That's why I paused before you kill my shit.
You can't read that. See?
No, I was wrong. What about?
No. Hey. I did that.
Anyway.
But, go ahead. If Nick knew like I knew, knowing you got a roommate, knowing niggas always at her, lock your door.
For a clarification, my door didn't lock.
It did?
No. So it was no.
Oh, I ain't know that.
It's no. It wasn't. It was like
no locked doors.
There you go. It was like Friday. No more locked doors.
My door locked.
You already did mine then. So if you walked in on that shit, you walked in on that shit, nigga. If I took a shower and walked out my room, butt ass nigga, you was walking in on that shit.
See, your bathroom in your room though. Me, I can walk out the room naked, cause you know what I'm saying? My bathroom right next to it.
My bathroom is in my room, so I had to worry. I can walk out in my room, but if I want to walk outside, but then I still would do that shit because it's my apartment. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
But like I said, a lot of stuff goes on in our family. Some shit I'm not proud of. Like, literally, some stuff I'm not proud of that we have done. Wait. Okay. But yeah, more of all that we just talked about.
I don't know.
For one, I'm not a jail nigga.
Yeah,
I'm not going to jail for nobody. I will snitch on you. Two, be careful who your family is, because they will walk on you having sex.
Three,
if you ever go to Burger King, always ask for two, never ask for one sauce.
Yeah. And the last thing, last but not least, I will smash Chloe Moretz. And Nick will get Rihanna.
Thank you.
Just like that. We out.
Peace.